CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. An order from the United States Supreme Court seemed to clear the way for same-sex marriage in Alabama, but getting a same-sex license isn't easy.
There's just no reason for this.
Most of the state's probate judges have refused to issue licenses to same-sex couples because Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore told them not to. County Probate Judge Greg Norris doesn't know what to do.
Just to be honest, I need a little bit more clarity. I mean, we have a federal district court has issued an order, and Alabama Chief Justice has issued an order.
Susan Watson with the Alabama ACLU believes it's not that complicated.
Judge Roy Moore has no authority over the probate judges. They don't have to listen to what he says. And when they do, they're opening themselves up for a potential lawsuit.
Judges in Montgomery, Birmingham, and other big cities have, in fact, issued marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Offices in other parts of the state have refused to give anyone a marriage license. Another governor is taking on unions that represent public employees. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Like his fellow Republican governor in Michigan, Illinois' Bruce Rauner's ordered an end to the requirement that all public sector workers pay union dues regardless of whether they belong.
If they do not want to be a member of the union, if they don't agree with the union's positions, they shouldn't be forced to pay for those positions.
GOP governors in Indiana and Wisconsin have also acted to curb union power. In Illinois, the unions and their Democratic allies say they'll fight to overturn Rauner's executive order through the courts or the state legislature. Frank?
Now, Rebecca Kilgallen, who lives in blizzard-weary Boston, is waving a white flag, snow white.
It's lost its charm, so Santa Claus has come and gone. So I'm done with the snow.
That's what she thinks. More snow is forecast for the day after tomorrow. State emergency official Peter Judge says it's the last thing Massachusetts needs, with snow already piled 7 feet high.
They've got nowhere to put the snow, very simply. I mean, you're talking about very, you know, narrow streets to start with, and you've got sidewalks that have to be cleaned. You've got this snow stacked up on the sides of the road.
Overseas, Syrian leader Bashar Assad has been hearing about the U.S.-led bombing of ISIS targets in Syria through Iraq and other third-party countries. But Assad tells the BBC no one gives him orders on how to fight ISIS and other rebel groups.
When we do something in our territory or on our territory, we don't ask anyone, we don't tell anyone. Just do it.
President Obama wants new authorization to go after the Islamic State. CBS's Pam Coulter has that.
President Obama believes he already has the authority to fight ISIS from a 2002 act of Congress, but he wants lawmakers to weigh in on the U.S.-led campaign. And members of his own party want to debate U.S. involvement in another war in the Middle East. Negotiations on the wording of a document continue, but a final version is expected to go to Capitol Hill this week.
S&P futures are up about a point ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Cut staff.
Dial back customer service.
Trying to figure out how to afford the Affordable Care Act? At Kronos, we can help. Help you eliminate wasteful spending due to workforce overscheduling, employee turnover, and tedious manual processes. Help you get a workforce strategy in place for your organization. And help you with the complexities of ACA compliance. For a free research report on healthcare reform, visit Kronos.com/ACA. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
An Ohio widow is ready to part with a valuable century-old photo. CBS's Bill Whitney has the story.
When Bill Bowen wanted to pay $15,000 for a century-old scrapbook with photos of Cleveland ballplayers, his wife said absolutely not. Now, Sharon Bowen says she's glad she lost that argument. After her husband died last year, she had the scrapbook evaluated by sports memorabilia experts, who were blown away when they discovered a 1911 photo of shoeless Joe Jackson autographed. Jackson, who was kicked out of baseball for throwing the 1919 World Series, was illiterate and rarely signed anything. The auction house selling it later this month expects the photo to bring at least $100,000. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
A football fan who was vacationing in the Bahamas just happened to be wearing a Vince Wilfork jersey when the New England Patriots star spotted him. Wilfork struck up a conversation, but the fan didn't recognize him until Wilfork told him, "That's me." Frank Sedapani, CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. Federal laws number 3030.
Hey, listen up, it's Jimmy here. This Valentine's Day, if you're planning the perfect dinner, the most romantic evening, don't screw it up by snoring during the night. Get a Zyppa. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Now, when you go to bed, you could either be lying next to the most perfect, beautiful person, or you could be sleeping by yourself on a couch, snoring away. It's your choice. Zyppa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't kill the romance.
This morning on WCHL, UNC will hold a public memorial service for Dean Smith at the Smith Center on February 22nd. The open enrollment period to file an application for health insurance is coming to a close on the 15th. That's just 5 days away. And tonight, the Orange County Board of Commissioners will discuss a plan that would require some contractors to pay employees a living wage. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Car Barrage traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports last night, Roy Williams continued to remember his close friend and mentor, Dean Smith, at Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery, for a special edition of his weekly radio show. And
Dean Smith had a strange bond that held Tar Heel Nation together.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 43 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It's wet, rain coming down right now, it's light rain. Much cooler today, our high today only in the middle 40s. And it means the temperature is going to stay pretty much where it is. It's going to be strong winds later on today as well, gust up to 30 miles per hour. So one of those days. North Carolina will hold a public memorial service for Dean Smith on February 22nd. The school says the service will take place in the campus arena, bearing the name of the Hall of Fame coach who died Saturday at the age of 83. In other words, it'll be in the Dean Smith Center. The family has scheduled a private church service for Thursday for family, close friends, former players, coaches, and team managers who are asked to RSVP if they would like to attend. In a statement released by the school on Monday, Smith's family said it is comforted by the countless gestures and words from well-wishers. The family also asked people to donate to the Chapel Hill-based Interfaith Council for Social Service, the Dean Smith Opening Doors Fund, or a charity of their choice in lieu of flowers. The open enrollment period to file an application for health insurance is coming to a close on February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on some local efforts to help people get signed up.
The Chapel Hill Public Library is offering assistance to those who are looking for help navigating the path to sign up for health care. Shannon Bailey is the library's reference librarian, and she says they have enrollment sessions scheduled throughout the week leading up to an all-day sign-up event on Friday.
Anybody can come in and meet with a certified application counselor in our library computer lab. And on Friday, February 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we will be hosting an all-day enrollment session.
She adds that they have picked Friday for their all-day session, even though the enrollment deadline is next Sunday.
The choice of February 13th is actually sort of strategic. We cannot predict, obviously, what the website is going to do this year, but we did learn from experience last year that the day before and the day of, the site gets overloaded.
Bailey says that there are some things you'll need to bring to sign up for coverage.
In order to enroll, they will need their Social Security number for themselves or everyone in their household that needs coverage. They will need employer and income information for everyone in their household. That can take the form of W-2s, wage statements, tax statements, pay stubs.
Bailey adds that if you currently have any health coverage, you will need those policy numbers. And if you're eligible for health insurance from your employer, you will need to fill out a waiver on healthcare.gov. Bailey says that it takes a lot of teamwork to make this assistance possible.
All of our certified application counselors are from UNC Healthcare, the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham, Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, and UNC Student Health Action Coalition.
Now, you can call ahead to reserve a time during the enrollment session, but walk-ins are also welcome. This is the second year of open enrollment since the Affordable Care Act was put into place. The law provides subsidies to those who need assistance in paying for health coverage, and it makes having health care a requirement by law. Those who are not covered are subject to a fine. Now, once again, the deadline to sign up for coverage is Sunday, February 15th, but if you need coverage, you are encouraged to apply before that deadline. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, 3 sets for $12. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, January 17th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina Family Medicine Center, 590 Manning Drive in Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with a counselor. Call 919-545-3440 for details. The number again is 919-545-3440.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Tonight, the Orange County Board of Commissioners will discuss a plan that would require some contractors to pay employees a living wage. According to County Attorney John Roberts, the county's authority to mandate a living wage is limited to those contractors working on smaller projects that don't need to go out for bid. That means construction contracts below $30,000, purchases of supplies below $30,000, and any service contracts provided the county chooses not to solicit bids. However, Roberts says contractors could get around the requirement by listing employees as some contractors, and some companies such as Time Warner and Apple might refuse to sign the policy altogether. Commissioners will also discuss how issues brought up by members of the public should be included in the board's agenda. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Of course, our top story this week has been the passing of Dean Smith and what he has meant to all of us, not only Carolina basketball fans, but our community and this country, in fact. All of us have lived in Chapel Hill or followed Tar Heel basketball over the years. have a special memory of legendary head coach Dean Smith. Following news of his passing over the weekend, those stories have been pouring in from all around. Tom Jensen is director of public policy polling and a UNC baseball superfan. He says Coach Smith's activism on progressive causes influenced just as much as his wins on the court.
Well, the first time I ever became aware of Dean Smith, I was 7 years old, and it was the 1991 Final Four when he got ejected against Kansas, when we lost in the Final Four. And I hadn't seen that much basketball to that point in my life, so I was really confused. I was like, Daddy, why is this man leaving with 30 seconds left in the game? And he said, oh, he got ejected from the game. So that's a pretty weird first memory of Dean Smith, given that he only got ejected 3 times in his entire career. But I went back and watched the video of that this morning, and what really struck me is that after he got ejected, and it was a totally unjustified ejection, wasn't cussing at the ref or making a show or anything. It wasn't fair. But he went down, he shaked hands with all the Kansas coaches, which Roy Williams was the head coach, and Steve Robinson, our head assistant coach, was Roy's head assistant coach there. Then after he shakes hands with the assistant coaches, he shakes hands with all the players. Then he goes down and shakes hands with the team managers and the water boy. So he's just been ejected in the Final Four, the end of the season, and he's just acting in such a classy way, making sure that before he leaves, he has a chance to go congratulate all the Kansas people. And to me, that just says so much about Coach Smith, that grace in defeat, one of the lowest moments of his career. And what he's thinking about is, I need to make sure that I congratulate all these people from Kansas who played that great game. And I think that says so much about him. So that was my first memory of him. And then over the years, I obviously became to learn so much more about Coach Smith. And not only that he was, when I was growing up, the winningest coach in college basketball history, but also how he'd been such an activist and actually used his position to create real change on things like civil rights and the death penalty and gay rights and that sort of thing. Not only that he had been such a strong social activist, but that he was so humble about it. He didn't want all the credit. He didn't want people to make a big fuss about everything he did and that sort of thing. And that was really, for me growing up in Michigan, that was my first exposure to the University of North Carolina with Dean Smith. And as somebody who's really politically oriented and really sports oriented, you see somebody like Coach Smith, and it's like he's the best coach in the history of college basketball in terms of winning games, but he's also somebody who's really pushing to create a more just country and a more just world. For me, as a teenager growing up in Michigan, that's what made me want to come to UNC. And 13 years later, I'm really glad that I did. I think, you know, certainly coming to live in Chapel Hill is the best decision I've made in my life. And I don't know if it ever would have been on my radar screen if not for Coach Smith. So, of course, it's a sad day with him gone, but I also think it's a great day for us to all reflect on what an amazing person he was.
And what an amazing recollection. WCHO News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning, but the roads are really wet. We've had a lot of steady, light rain pretty much all night long, so it might be a little slick out there. Visibility also not very good. We've got a lot of clouds out there. We'll tell you more about the weather in just a moment here, but the best thing to do this morning is just to be very careful. Allow yourself a little extra time because of all the wetness out there, all the rain, and the rain is continuing as well. So, as I said, visibility not the best in the world. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. Go online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, lots of fun, too. By the way, if you know of anything traffic-related that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Talk to Nikki Morse, and you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. It is 42 degrees. Rain this morning, much cooler. High today in the middle 40s, which means the temperatures are going to stay pretty much in the neighborhood of where they are right now. We're going to have some strong winds later on in the day. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low around 30. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. We'll look ahead a little bit. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low 35.
55. And then on Thursday, partly sunny, windy, a little bit warmer with a high in the middle 50s. So kind of moderate temperatures on the way for the next 2 to 3 days. And again, a lot of rain out there this morning. And it could be that we'll get more of that. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village. Town Hall Grill is a perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Last night, 48 hours removed from the death of UNC legend Dean Smith, the current coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, continued to remember his close friend and mentor. This happened at Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. It was Roy Williams Live, a special edition of his weekly radio show. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
Coach Smith's declining health in recent years had many mentally preparing for the inevitable. But Coach Williams says when the day finally came, he still wasn't ready.
Again, I thought I was prepared, but I wasn't. And in a lot of ways, it's a blessing, which most people can say when something like this happens. And it's been extremely sad, but also, man, do I feel blessed because that man was so important to me and so important in my life. Gave me so many opportunities, gave me so much of his knowledge, and so it's what I'm trying to focus on now is just a celebration of how blessed that I've been.
Coach Smith was widely respected for his innovative approach to the game that ultimately transformed college basketball into the modern age. His legendary teaching ability had successful coaches from across the nation flocking to Chapel Hill to extract bits of wisdom from the dean of the ACC.
When you're a teacher, you try to teach anybody. And I remember when Jimmy Calhoun and his staff wanted to come down and talk basketball. And, you know, they spent a couple of days with it. I remember Greg Popovich of San Antonio Spurs came and spent 3 or 4 weeks with us. So many people have those stories about writing Coach Smith, contacting him, calling him, seeing him. And he was able to share, and he loved coaches. He loved teachers.
But Coach Smith's precious time wasn't reserved for the elite coaching circles. The Hall of Famer and gold medal winner always took the time to make everybody feel special.
He came into contact with so many people, and he remembered most of them, which was unique in the way he was. But he also shared some private things with everybody, because it was, if they asked a question, he was willing to try to help. And he was never too busy for people.
Coach Williams credits Coach Smith as the most influential person in his life. Outside of his mom, that is.
Once you get past my mom, she was the angel of the world, and needless to say, everything about me, she had a great, great part of. But once I got into college and watched North Carolina basketball, then Coach Dean Smith became my mentor and tried to copy everything he does. I've jokingly said that other people think I'm joking, but I'm not. I'm not an innovator. I'm a copier. And my goodness, why would I be stupid enough to copy someone else when I had a chance to copy Coach Smith?
Coach Smith forged the Carolina family, an ideal that every member of the UNC basketball program would be loved and supported forever. That is largely carried on today by his longtime pupil, Coach Williams. The vast congregation of former players who religiously make the trip back to Chapel Hill for summer ball each year serves as a shining example of that belief system put into action today. The reverence and affection Coach Williams has for his idol plays out on a day-to-day basis. Even at 64 years of age, Coach Williams says there's not a day that goes by he doesn't ask himself if Coach Smith would be proud of his actions.
It's been overwhelming, and there's still more to come, but jokingly, but meant it. And the people in here know this is true, because some of the people in here are very close friends. I'm 64 years old, and every day I want to do the things that I think would make Dean Smith proud. And it's about what it is.
Former NBA head coach George Karl, who played under Dean Smith at UNC from 1970 to 1973, sent a short but poignant text to Coach Williams Monday night that just about summed it up.
I got a text from just a couple of minutes ago from George Karl, and George says a couple of things, and then at the end he said, he was the best. So how better way to finish?
Yes, Dean Edward Smith has his rightful place in the pantheon of all-time best coaches, but it's how Coach Smith continually got the best out of others that will serve as the true testament to his legacy. And Chapel Hill's priceless gem wouldn't have it any other way.
They've got smiles on their faces as wide as you can possibly believe. Dean Smith becomes the winningest college basketball coach of all time.
Never had been a goal of mine. It wasn't a goal at any point. I'm not that type of goal-oriented. I've been fortunate to have some great players, some good players who became better, and some that helped the team and didn't play a lot. But all of them share in this.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Thanks to our friends at the Tar Heel Sports Network for that archived audio from last night and the archives. And everybody will be talking about Dean Smith all week long, and the conversation will continue. Congratulations are in order this morning for the number 3-ranked North Carolina women's tennis team. Tar Heels claimed their second ITA National Team Indoor Championship of the last 3 years, winning 4-1 over number 9 Georgia in Monday's championship match at the Boar's Head Sports Club in Charlottesville, Virginia. Senior Caroline Price, who came also close to earning UNC the NCAA title last season, fittingly secured the winning point on Court 3, outlasting Kennedy Schaffer in 3 sets, 6-1, 2-6, 7-5. Carolina shows off its outdoor skills in the coming weeks, beginning with North Carolina State on Thursday, 6:25.
This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Many private businesses have surveillance cameras of their own, and in some cities, the police are using these private systems in their investigations. One such city, says our CBS News colleague Anita Nyer, is Baltimore.
Baltimore already has almost 700 security cameras across the city. It is one of several major U.S. cities, including Houston, Chicago, and New York, that has been steadily ramping up its surveillance systems.
Baltimore's mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
We cannot have a police officer on every corner. And we also know that when we have cameras, it gives us the ability to multiply the forces out on the street.
How it's working? After this. Imagine a grand tour through the heart of Europe like the journeys of days gone by. These days, nobody captures the original spirit of the grand tour better than Viking River Cruises. Their grand European tour offers you 15 days of exploration through the iconic cities and countryside of Europe. Budapest, Vienna, Cologne, Amsterdam, and everything in between. Enjoy the local culture and, of course, the food. Learn the history and wonder at your surroundings. For a special treat, view the elegant Lipizzaner Stallions of Vienna, join a tour of Prague's royal residences, or a meeting with a fifth-generation winemaker in Austria's Wachau Valley. Viking's exclusive privileged access makes it possible. Each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. To learn more, visit VRC.com. When you book your cruise with them, they can also book your flight, saving you time and money. That's VRC.com. When the Baltimore police ask a business to let the cops see footage from their security cameras, they make it a point to ask very nicely, says Benito Nair.
Participation is completely voluntary. Police cannot access the cameras remotely, and owners can say no any time.
They usually say yes, though. Eddie Lewis, who has owned a hardware store in West Baltimore for 18 years, told him, yes, yes.
All 24 of his security cameras are registered with police.
I hope they can, you know, use my cameras and anything else I got to help.
And James Hamlin, owner of a nearby bakery, told him, piece of cake. West Baltimore was the setting for the HBO crime drama, The Wire. And Hamlin says the perception of violence has been hard to shake off.
Perception is not the reality, but as you know, perception is reality. So the whole idea is to change that.
No Big Brother complaints for Anita Nair?
The American Civil Liberties Union calls it Little Brother surveillance and says the involvement of private citizens actually provides insulation against government abuse.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys. The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. Again, that's 919-967-1171 or you can visit CedarburgKitchens.com. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carrollwoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with John Stutz.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. 6:30, WCHL, and the rainy day out there. I was surprised this morning to find the rain coming down when I walked outside my front door. Rain this morning, much cooler with a high in the middle 40s. We've had quite a lot of rain overnight, so things are kind of soggy out there. We'll have some strong wind gusts up to about 30 miles per hour today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, and then becoming partly cloudy after midnight, cold with a low around 30. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. So it's wet out there. Please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning. Orange County Agricultural Summit, the 17th annual event, will be held on the 16th. That is just a few days away from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. To register, visit orangecountync.gov.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Though some same-sex couples have started to get married in Alabama, a number of state judges have failed to act. Hardy McCollum is one of those. He's a probate judge in Tuscaloosa County.
The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court gave some direct orders to the probate offices that we should not and are not to issue same-sex marriage license.
That's after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way so that Alabama would be the 37th state to allow gay marriages. Why did Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore issue his order?
It's about the institution of marriage. And when that institution is destroyed, it's the basic building block for our society.
This man had hoped to be married. Now there's a delay.
There's just absolutely no reason for this. No reason. I should already be home celebrating.
Overall,
this is judicial chaos.
And says CBS's Chip Reed in Montgomery.
So far, they're following the state chief justice of the Supreme Court. There's just no telling what is going to happen here.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:32. We have 43 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 45, which means the temperatures are going to stay pretty much where they are. It's wet, rain coming down right now, and rain expected at least for part of the morning here. North Carolina will hold a public memorial service for Dean Smith. That's coming up on the 22nd. The school says the service will take place on the UNC campus in the arena bearing the name of the Hall of Fame coach in the Smith Center. He died Saturday at the age of 83, of course. The family has scheduled a private church service for Thursday for family, close friends, former players, coaches, and team managers who are asked to RSVP if they would like to attend. In a statement released by the school on Monday, Smith's family said it is comforted by the countless gestures and words from well-wishers. The family also asked people to donate to the Chapel Hill-based IFC, the Interfaith Council for Social Service, the Dean E. Smith Opening Doors Fund, or a charity of their choice in lieu of flowers. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will hear comments from the public tonight regarding community needs and priorities for fiscal year 2015-16. At last week's meeting, Finance Director Archie McAdoo walked the mayor and alderpersons through the town's capital improvements program through fiscal year 2020-21. According to Town Manager David Andrews, the program is not a budget appropriation. It's a tool for developing a long-term plan to identify both immediate and long-term needs. The total estimated cost for the CIP through fiscal fiscal year 2020-21 is $49.3 million. 57% of the proposed funding comes from debt. In a recent conversation with WCHL, Mayor Lydia Lavelle said that the first public budget hearing of the year is generally a low-key affair with lots of familiar faces.
So if anyone has issues or questions or thoughts about the budget, that's our first public hearing.
By law, there will be another public hearing after Town Manager David Andrews presents the budget, which he's scheduled to do on May 5th. Another public hearing will follow on May 26th, and perhaps another hearing afterward if necessary. The Board of Aldermen plans to adopt the final budget on June 16th. Tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting is at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Carborough residents can send written suggestions for the town clerk at that address. The zip code is 27510, of course. Or you can fax your questions or comments or suggestions to 919-918-4456. Again, that fax number, 919-918-4456. And we have that number in our story on our website at chapelboro.com. Tonight, the Orange County Board of Commissioners will discuss a plan that would require some contractors to pay employees a living wage. According to County Attorney John Roberts, the county's authority to mandate a living wage is limited to those contractors working on smaller projects that don't need to go out for bid. That means construction contracts below $30,000, purchases of supplies below $30,000, and any service contracts provided the county chooses not to solicit bids. However, Roberts says contractors could get around the requirement by listing employees as subcontractors, and some companies, such as Time Warner and Apple, might refuse to sign the policy altogether. Commissioners will also discuss how issues brought up by members of the public should be included in the board's agenda. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. The fate of a program for high-performing middle schoolers has some students and parents concerned. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more.
LEAP, which stands for Learning Environment for Advanced Programming, serves selected students in Chapel Hill and Carborough schools who consistently perform two grade levels above their own. Right now, all LEAP middle schoolers from Chapel Hill and Carborough study at Smith Middle School. School staff have decided to send 13 rising LEAP 6th graders to Phillips Middle School next year to relieve overcrowding at Smith. Here's student Paul Lyerly speaking to members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Thursday night.
What if you started in a new school because someone said, out of the blue, this place is too overcrowded, and since there's 100 overcrowded people, let's just remove 20 of them. That would do nothing.
Imagine going to a new school unexpectedly and leaving all your friends, he said. You would feel lost.
Some people, when they're lost, they just want to hide in the bathroom all day. Why would you want all the best LEAP kids to hide in a bathroom when they could be learning?
About 75 people came to Thursday's board meeting. The majority were students and parents and supporters of LEAP students. Many protested the decision to split the program. Here are a few of those voices, starting with student Harmon Gamble.
Last Friday during school, the students on Team 6C and their teachers gathered together to have a conversation on the changes to LEAP. All of the students expressed concern and frustration about this change. During this conversation, a girl on Team 6C said, "People in LEAP are my first true friends." Another student seconded this, saying, "In the first 2.5 years I have been in LEAP, I have made infinitely better bonds than I have in my first 4 years of school." A study in 2002 conducted by UNC Chapel Hill states that peer and social interactions and academic achievement are clearly related. If you have better friends, you have better grades. By separating these friends, academic achievement could deteriorate from both Smith and Phillips students.
My name is Tina Coinsmith. I'm the parent of a LEAP, current LEAP fifth grader. My child is actually districted to Smith next year, not Phillips. The current solution is awful. It is very bad. The first reason, there's huge gender inequity. I know about the fifth grade class. It's where my child is. Out of 35 kids, there are 10 girls in the class. Not one of those girls is districted to Phillips. We have created an enormous problem there.
Hello. My name is Izzy Kabika, and I'm here to oppose the LEAP split. You may know me from Harmon's speech because I'm the girl from 6C that he was referring to. The reason I'm opposing this is because, as you heard, I did not have any friends until I came to LEAP. The only exception was a student in fourth grade who ended up going to LEAP. And my two best friends in the whole world, I don't even know if they're staying at my school. I really do not think this is a good idea because they didn't give us a say in this, and it just came out of nowhere.
On the other hand, some said the split would be beneficial to the school system as a whole. Former school district employee Diane Jackson said this could give an opportunity to bring more racial diversity to the program.
I came to the district in the early 80s and upon arriving became a member of the newly formed Blue Ribbon Task Force, whose charge was to examine the performance of African American students. Notable is the fact that I have been involved in that work throughout my 30-plus years in this district. Research has shown that there are many factors that impact the underrepresentation of black and brown students in academically gifted programs. Some of those factors are the lack of referrals to the program, teachers and students' attitudes and belief in culturally biased tests. Expanding the LEAP program to Phillips will have the immediate impact of easing overcrowding at Smith. With the expansion, you all have the opportunity to develop a variety of means to identify giftedness, which could dismantle some of the artificial barriers to identification.
The board did not suggest revisiting the decision to move the LEAP students. Some board members affirmed the staff decision. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wow, very smart kids. 640 at WCHL. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has a commentary, and she explains why she has always admired Dean Smith. That is on the way, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations. Now's the time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou now to submit your registration by February 11th. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com by February 11th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
Good morning. It is 642. We have 43 degrees in Chapel Hill, and just an absolutely beautiful morning out there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, so great. I love it.
We're talking at the end of the day yesterday about how, you know, you're not totally happy unless it's cold, windy, and raining.
Right. Those are my trifectas.
We've had all three of those a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I was really, you know, I got up, I walked, I got ready, I walked out the front door this morning, I said, oh, it's raining. I didn't even know it was raining.
I know, and it messed up your beautiful dew.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, I mean, it's not raining hard, it's just kind of a light rain. But everything is saturated because we've apparently had a lot of it overnight.
Yeah, not fun. So, yeah. You know, give right. yourself a few extra feet this morning between cars.
It makes driving a little bit hazardous because visibility is not great and because the roads are wet. So we'll talk more about traffic in just a few minutes here. But first, you know, remembrances have been pouring in from all over the place. And Ellie Kinnaird came in yesterday to tell us why she has always been in such admiration of Dean Smith. And you can hear that in today's commentary.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I'm not much of a sports fan. That is, I know generally how the Tar Heels are doing in every sport that is reported on. I get excited when we are winning and heading for the finals in whatever sport. Thanks to my son, who is an enthusiastic fan, our family get-togethers are planned so they don't interfere with a basketball game. But what I am is a Dean Smith fan. One of the pictures I am most proud of is me with Coach Smith. I'm a Smith fan not because he was a winning coach and a nurturer who brought out the best in young athletes, but because he was a great human being. Most people wouldn't even know the courageous stand he took outside of the basketball sphere. Coach Smith knew that it wasn't right to leave African Americans out of a major sport, and he took steps to recruit the first to join his Tar Heels. He worked with his wife, Linnea, against domestic violence and human trafficking. That picture of me and Coach Smith was taken at a human trafficking conference where both of us were speaking. And for me, the most important stand was his opposition to the death penalty, an issue I have worked on for years. How many people knew of his view that the death penalty was wrong? How many people would have continued to praise him had they known it? So for me, Coach Smith is the hero most worthy of our respect, admiration, and love. Thank you, Coach Smith, for being a great human being and a real leader in every way. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 7.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
The Carolina community continues to grieve after the passing of legendary head coach Dean Smith late Saturday night. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams discussing Coach Smith in a weekend press conference.
His whole thing was to do the best you can do, the absolute best that you can do. Don't leave any stone unturned. Do the absolute best you can do, and then live with it. You know, if you think about one thing, if somebody mentions Coach Smith's name, there's a big smile that comes to me, and that's a pretty neat deal.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
So many people are mentioning Coach Smith's off-the-court successes just as much, if not more, than his on-the-court achievements. What does that mean to Williams?
It means he did it. He was successful. Sitting at the cafeteria counter was more important than wins and losses. Having Michael Jordan say he was his second father, that's more important. And it was more important to Coach Smith. It means he won.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys. The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. Again, that's 919-967-1171 or you can visit cedarburgkitchens.com. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
All right, 6:49 at WCHL, and still to come, Friday Congress Trivia Quiz and Celebrity Birthdays just a moment here. But first, let's check in with Nikki Morris and find out what's happening with traffic.
Well, we got that rain going on this morning, so use a little extra caution. Allow yourself some extra minutes for your commute this morning. No reports of any accidents so far. 15501 still in good shape between 40 and Franklin in both directions. 40 eastbound, also a clear route into RTP from Highway 86 out through 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I just feel like my day has started off right when I got a good positive traffic report.
I know you do.
Yeah. And time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, which ain't exactly beautiful out there this morning. It is rainy, it's dark, it's wet, and it's going to be windy later on in the day. This forecast is brought to you this morning by Grendel Jewelers. Right now it is 43 degrees. We look for a high today of about 45. Much colder temperatures today, obviously. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour later on in the day. Now tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 30, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Grimble Jewelers always has your back. Berkeley Grimble is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on the Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Time now for your celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Robert Wagner is 85 years old today. Singer Roberta Flack from right here in North Carolina. She's originally from Asheville. Roberta Flack, 78 years old today. Jimmy Merchant, who was one of the singers with Frankie Lyman of the Teenagers. He was one of the Teenagers, but he's not anymore. He's 75 years old today. Also, Mark Spitz, Olympic gold medal swimmer, is 65. Walt Disney chair and or co-chair and chief executive Robert Iger, 64. Let's see here. War Golf Hall of Famer Greg Norman is 60 years old today. Actress Kathleen Beller, 59. Movie director Alexander Payne is 54. George Stephanopoulos, ABC News correspondent, is 54 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Lenny Dykstra turns 52. Actress Laura Dern is 48. Actress Elizabeth Banks turned 41 years old today. And actress Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts' niece, 24 years old today. And she's a pretty good actress in her own right. We have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with Janine Holland. Janine Holland, happy birthday, dear. Hope it's a really great day for you. In addition to that, Cindy Wisnett has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Cindy. Michael Brown, the famous muralist in Chapel Hill. We all ought to go out and paint a mural in honor of Michael Brown's birthday today. And here's one that might cause the collapse of local civilization. James Arndt is celebrating a birthday today, and it's a pretty big one, too. James, happy birthday. Please keep it under control. You're old enough to know better. And everybody take care out there. Stay out of his way, because you never know what might happen. James Arndt, happy birthday to you and Janine and Cindy and Michael and everybody else from all of us here at WCHL. WCHL, time now for trivia, and not only trivia, but today is special because today is
Rock and Roll Tuesday!
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I think I hope I delivered it with the proper amount of vibe and verve.
There's Dawood over there in the production studio.
Hard.
Put together something.
Yeah, there he is. There he's at. Yeah.
He's working hard. Look at him. He's a good-looking guy, isn't he?
He is a good-looking guy.
He's a fine fellow.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He puts together
some
good stuff over there.
Good smile. He can hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
See, we just thought we were, like, getting away with it. He can hear us.
Yeah, I know. He can hear us, but he can't talk back.
Oh.
Unless I do something over here my side. Don't talk back.
Yaggity yak.
Little coasters. That goes back long before Dawood
was
born.
He won't know coasters. Except when he puts his soft drink on.
That's right. Keep leaving a ring on the table.
Y'all, my mom would club me for that.
Really?
Bang!
So that explains a lot there.
Yeah. Not ring around the collar, ring around the top of the table.
That's exactly right. Dawood, I bet you don't even know the answer to this question he's about to ask.
He might.
Yeah.
Number one hits. We're going back to number one hits.
Rock and Roll Tuesday here.
Number one hits.
All right.
All right. 50 years ago this day.
He ain't going to know that. He's too young.
50 years ago this very day.
Yeah.
This was the number one tune in the land.
All right. Now, that would be, what year would that be?
1965. Name it and the artist. Ron, put it down on the turntable and spin it, baby.
Do I have it on the right side?
You got the right side.
Not looking.
Put it down.
All right. Here we go. Everybody listen up. All right. We're going to hear it at the same time.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Well, maybe the easiest rock and roll trivia question ever.
There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips.
All right. I guess that's enough. And name the artist. Name the song. It's up to you right now. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Glenda Scarpa, founder and primary benefactor of the Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary.
Goat House Refuge is the most beautiful place in the world. It is actually an oasis of peace and beautiful kitties walking around in the woods with us. And they have a big house with heated floor right now. When I go there to check on them and late at night, I see about 200, 250 cats lying on soft quilts on the heated floor. And they're all healthy, beautiful, ready for wonderful homes. We take them from shelters that kill them in horrible ways. And every time we can, we take them out from those shelters. We have a very good news, actually, because February 15th, there will be no more gas chambers in North Carolina. They will be closed, finally. Now we have to stop the heart stick killing and the poison, and that would be a big plus. But anyway, that's a step.
Siglinda grew up in Italy and has always been a lover of cats. She works hard every day to make sure that she takes care of them and tries her best to find permanent homes for hundreds of cats at the Goat House Refuge.
In the past 3 months, we took some kitties that came in, and they were in horrible shape. So we had some really serious emergencies and very, very high cost at the vet school and other emergency places. And so we are asking people to help us with some money because we really need it.
So Glenda Scarpa has been recognized as a WCHL hometown hero before, but it's been a while, and we thought we'd remind you of what she has going on out at the Goat House Refuge. Siglinda has been able to place many cats and kittens in forever homes. The long-term success of the Goat House Refuge, as with any charity, is dependent on the generous donations of the public. Right now, a special fundraiser is coming up for the Goat House Refuge.
It is a joyous, beautiful event of love and love for life. So I thought that it would be appropriate to bring something very exciting here.
It happens at the Binkley Baptist Church Fellowship Hall this Valentine's Day, Saturday the 14th from 2 until 5 p.m. And while you're there, say thanks to Siglinda Scarpa, who gives her heart and soul to the animals. Find out more, go to goathouserefuge.org. Siglinda Scarpa, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, thanks so much for all the phone calls, even though I was obviously not able to answer all of them. I apologize for that. Ladies and gentlemen, song Rock and Roll Tuesday. You've lost
that love and feeling. What a great song.
Ain't that righteous, brother?
Oh.
Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield were sitting around one day. They recorded this, and you know how they got their name, right?
Go ahead.
You don't know this?
They were one of the first, if not one of the first, blue-eyed soul groups.
Yeah, but, you know, they were listening to this recording.
Yeah.
They were in the studio, and they listened to it, and they thought, man, it's pretty good. And one guy said to the other, I don't know which said to which, said, ain't that Righteous Brother? And Bang. That's how they got their name.
Oh, I like it.
The Righteous Brothers.
Great written song. By Phil Spector, Barry Mann, and Cynthia Weil, and done so incredibly by Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, smash hit.
Got that wall of sound.
Exactly. Really, featuring Phil Spector's wall of sound production technique.
Yeah. It was You've Lost That Love and Feeling, of course, the Righteous Brothers, and we have a winner today. Debbie LeMay was the first person to get in with the answer, but I'm sure that a lot of other folks knew it, too. But Debbie was right on it, man. First couple of notes. Phone is ringing. So congratulations, Debbie. And you get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It was number one this date, 1965. Righteous Brothers, what a great tune. All right, thank you so much, and we'll have another question for you tomorrow morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. It's kind of a rainy, dark day. Got the rain coming down out there right now. Not heavy rain, just kind of light rain, but everything's kind of saturated. Much cooler temperatures today. High today, only about 45 degrees. It's going to be windy later on today. Winds will kick up to about 30 miles per hour in gusts. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 30. And tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. So a much better day on the way for tomorrow. But today, we have to get through a rainy one. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News.